Welcome again to Leader Breakthrough. In the next few minutes, you will hear strategic concepts focused on developing you as a leader and helping you develop those you lead. Sit back, take in, and absorb new ways to think about the topic of leadership development and how you can make your ultimate contribution. And now, today's program. I'm joined today again by Terry Walling, Vice President of CRM and founder of Leader Breakthrough. Leader Breakthrough helps to resource breakthrough in the lives of leaders by pioneering coaching and breakthrough experiences in the area of leadership development. In this 8-part series, we are introducing and discussing some of the core concepts of leadership development. Last time, we looked at defining what we mean by the term leader. In this segment, we will seek to identify some of what distinguishes a leader and a follower. Terry, in our first podcast, we emphasized that at its core, leadership is about influence. Can you expand on that a little more and help us understand what actually occurs when a leader exercises leadership?
Yeah, last time we did define leadership as primarily an act of influence. Oftentimes we get caught in defining leadership as position, but when you really break it all down, what a leader does is try to influence God's people towards God's purposes. So a leadership act is any time that occurs. I don't want to get too lost in the definition, but one of the things that's helpful when we define leadership as primarily an act of influence, we can then begin to kind of break it down and say, okay, what is the God-given capacity given to this leader to bring about influence? And how do we help enhance that or even accelerate that ability?
It feels like we've defined leadership fairly broadly. With putting the emphasis on influence, wouldn't everyone be considered a leader? And if so, what distinguishes a leader from a follower?
I think that's a great question. And I think once again, our definition will help us out. There are leadership acts that occur every day around us in a lot of different settings. For example, in the home setting, different family members influence the behavior or actions of the family. I know in the workplace, influence and leadership acts occur, and that can happen whether or not someone's in a formal position of leadership and responsibility or not. And, you know, we've all recognized in the church that there are different members who can exercise acts of influence, whether they know it or not, and influence those within the church to behave in certain ways. So I think the difference between a leader and a follower is the idea of consistency.
Okay. If a leader is one who consistently performs leadership acts, then the key to recognizing who is a leader seems to be learning to recognize those within the church who perform acts of leadership on a consistent basis. Is that right?
Yeah, that would be right. So what we're saying is that the way to recognize leaders is learning to recognize those within the church who perform consistent leadership acts. And now you can see how understanding the concept of leadership development begins to help us not only identify those who could be leading, but also recognize how sometimes we put people into leadership slots or positions who really don't have the true capacity to influence God's people toward God's purposes. Once we can identify those people who are performing these consistent acts of servanthood, compassion, discernment, or as Ephesians 4 would say, those who build up the saints, we now can begin to say, okay, those people are the ones we need to place into positions of leadership to help advance the church. In Acts chapter 9, we have the story of Paul and Barnabas, and especially we have in Acts 9:26, where Barnabas basically sponsors Paul into leadership into the early church. It's interesting, if you look at Acts 9:26, it says, when Paul came to Jerusalem, he joined the disciples, but they were afraid of him, not believing he was truly a disciple. And one of the ways that Barnabas convinced the early disciples that Paul was truly one of them was to talk about the various leadership acts that he had performed. He told them how he witnessed Paul at work preaching the gospel fearlessly in the name of Jesus. And So they gave Paul a chance to roam around in Jerusalem and begin to minister himself. And they watched him speak boldly, it says, in the name of the Lord. And he talked and debated with the Grecian Jews, and they even tried to kill him. And it's interesting, as you look at Paul's life here, you begin to see that the way that they, or the early church, began to recognize Paul's true apostleship wasn't simply because of the miracle of Christ appearing to him on the road to Damascus, but also the fact that they watched him consistently do acts of leadership. And as he did, they began to recognize that truly Paul, even though he was one to be feared earlier on, was not only one of them, but one God had selected to lead the church forward. And so I think we can apply some of those same principles today. It becomes so easy as a local church pastor, and having been one, I've been there and have felt this. It is so tempting to place people immediately into positions of leadership. But I think we need to probably capture a lesson from the early church and from this situation in Acts 9 with Paul. I think one of the things we need to do, instead of putting someone into a full-blown immediate position of leadership, we need to give them a ministry assignment, or in some sense a micro opportunity to exercise leadership in front of us, so that we can all witness the fact that their influence truly is both of God and helps lead people toward God's purposes. I think once we identify that, then as we place them into position of leadership, we have a greater opportunity of seeing the church advance and seeing this individual succeed as a leader. So I really feel like there's a true benefit in understanding and defining leadership as influence, and defining a leader as one who consistently performs those acts of influence.
This concludes our second of 8 concepts that help to introduce us to the topic of leadership development. Our third podcast in this series will highlight some of the key functions that leaders perform. We will explore 3 core ways that leaders exercise leadership and influence. Thanks for joining us. For more information about Leader Breakthrough and our training events and resources, contact us at leaderbreakthrough.com.